The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
I don't need a microphone, but they're podcasting or something, so I have to pretend like I have to use it. Well, I want to say thank you, students, for showing up today to our event for Twin Cities Diversity in Practice. I'm Val Jensen, and I'm the new executive director, well, relatively new. I've been there about 6 months now. And I am going to first thank your career planning office for helping us to coordinate this. It's a huge effort, and we really, really appreciate it. Thanks, American, and all of you students who came out, because I know that as I once was a law student, I know how extremely busy you are. But I also know that it's extremely important to make connections to get a job. Yay! In my previous life, I actually was the head of a career planning office at another law school, and I also was an associate dean for multicultural affairs. I teach a course now at William Mitchell College of Law in critical race theory called Race in the Law. So I really, really do love being around law students. I also want to thank all of our attorneys who traveled here from Minnesota. They come from all different walks of life as far as their own backgrounds, but you know, it's a big commitment for them to come here and to share their experiences, and I'll introduce each one of them in a minute. I also want to say thank you to Amanda Fuchs and Paola Ercole. They are the two women who have been hounding you about signing up for the drawing. Has everybody filled out a little card with your name and information and email on it? Okay. Please raise your hand if you haven't. Oh, you guys who already filled one out would have had better odds of winning the prize. But we appreciate it if you'd fill that out, because you can win Visa gift cards and as well as a couple little goodie bags that we brought with us. I want to take this time first to introduce our wonderful attorneys, even though they're eating and they're going to go, thanks a lot, Val. We have, and if I pronounce their names wrong, they should yell at me. Okay. Busola Akinwale, is that right?
No.
Busola Akinwale.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I just want to let everybody know. She is from Robbins, Kaplan, Miller, and Cerisi. And she works in intellectual property litigation and the licensed practicing group. So if that's something of interest to you, please, please make sure you talk to her. Akash Shandara, is he here? Oh, I don't think he's here. No. David's not here either. Michael Johnson, Dorsey and Whitney. Actually, Mr. Johnson is a partner at Dorsey, and he's in Dorsey's corporate group. He has extensive experience in mergers and acquisitions of public and private companies in financial services, sales, marketing, publishing, and other industries. The reason I'm telling you all this is because it's really great to get people with a variety of experience, and having access to talk to a partner about that area of business and what you do there is really an opportunity. So please talk to them, because as you know, and you're learning that, you know, what you learn in law school is a little bit different than what you do in real practice, so make sure that you talk to everybody. Cindy Moyer, where is she?
Up here.
Oh, there she is. Cindy and I actually went to high school together. We sat right next to each other in homeroom. We don't want to admit that. And it was just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Cindy is at Fredrickson and Byron, and she is also a shareholder, and she practices in business litigation and in the intellectual property groups. She involves complex commercial litigation, arbitration, and often in cases involving intellectual property, large commercial contracts, or health law, which is a very interesting combination. Arlene Nand is from Fagry and Benson, and she is an associate in the finance and restructuring group. She has experience in structuring, documenting, negotiating various financial transactions, including asset-based and cash flow financing, senior and subordinated debt financing, and syndicated loan transactions. So she's a money girl. So make sure that you talk to her about what she does. How am I going to say this properly? Sheva? Oh!
One in a million.
Sheva Sanders is with Lindquist & Venom, and she is a seasoned healthcare lawyer with more than 20 years of experience advising healthcare, medical device, pharmaceutical, and life science clients in corporate and regulatory matters, including fraud and abuse, compliance, reimbursement, and transactional matters. So again, she comes from a very long line of experience and a very interesting background. And we have, last but not least, from our firms, Melissa Weldon.
I'm not going to forget you.
Melissa is at Larson King, and she works with large and small businesses, advising on the areas of employment litigation, counseling, commercial litigation, and reinsurance litigation and arbitration. So she does employment area law, which is very interesting, and another background. Now, we could never forget our corporate members, because we have both law firm and corporate members. Stephen Lee from Target Corporation. Stephen practices in the areas of intellectual property, and he has been practicing, well, we won't say how long, we won't give the time, because then we might know how old he is, and we don't want to go there, right? But all of these lawyers are here today because they're supporting our organization, and Twin Cities
University and faculty.
What did I do? Did I do it wrong? He said to just press the button. Oops.
Sorry, guys.
Oh. Ooh. There we go.
Sorry.
I think it's important because each one of these attorneys represents a firm for Twin Cities Diversity and Practice. And Twin Cities Diversity and Practice is a unique group in that we have law firms and corporations that come together to work on diversity initiatives in the Twin Cities. And not only do we want to do that, but I want to talk a little bit about what it's like to practice, and that's what these lawyers are here, so that you can talk about what it's like to practice in the Twin Cities. I know Minnesota is not a place where everybody thinks, oh, massive amounts of diversity. However, while I was born and raised there, I have lived other places, and I do think that we have great lawyers, and I think we have great opportunities for people to grow. And one of the things that you have to be thinking about early on in your career is, you know, kind of what type of law are you going to go into, but also what type of community are you going to go into? Because it's critical as young lawyers to go into a community where I believe you're going to be supported. And you're going to get good experience with good quality legal work. And I think that you can do that through Twin Cities Diversity and Practice. We are also, I think, one of the things that I really appreciated going to law school in the Twin Cities, but then actually working in the Twin Cities, was that I did, while it's a medium-sized city, it's a very small practice community in the sense of getting to know people. I had wonderful mentors. I had people who I felt were at all levels of the organizations, whether it was judges, partners, etc., that I had access to, and I think that's really important in your personal development. It's easy to get kind of lost in a bigger firm or to get lost in a legal community, but what you want is you want to have access to the right types of people, and I think you want to have access to things that... one of the things that we do at Twin Cities Diversity and Practice, which I think is important, is we try to coordinate programs. And so some of the things that go on, we work for both law students, but we also want to work with young associates, seasoned partners, et cetera, to build a community where you have a base to network and where you can build some type of critical mass. And so what we do is, for instance, we have a mapping your legal pathways. We're doing these flying squads. We also do 1L summer rotation clerkship, and we're going to be now organizing the Minnesota Minority Recruitment Conference, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit today, because that is a program where we don't just have our member firms, but we have organizations, and they come together for a really nice recruitment conference that's going to take place in August that you'll see in the future. We also do, with our corporate members, we're fortunate, we do several corporate forum events. Once you come to become a lawyer in the community, getting access to in-house counsel, learning what they do, having that network that's built, that's a possible career path. And so one of the things, for instance, like Stephen used to work for a member firm and then went in-house. And so those are options that you have when you work in that type of community. And granted, you have that in many communities. But again, I think you want to be in a community where you can get noticed, where you can take leadership and become involved, because ultimately that's what's going to be best for your career. Now, some of the other things that we are going to be doing, other than, you know, we run job fairs, et cetera, I think it's also important from my position, I think a lot of the law firms have dedicated effort and time to making sure that you have good professional development. And for most of you, you're thinking, you know, I just want to get through law school. I want to pass the bar. Obviously, I want to do well. But, you know, you have to be thinking, I think, 3 to 5 years out. And so what type of professional development opportunities do you have when you get out of law school? And what are the things that corporations and law firms and the bar and being judges, what does all of that take in a certain community? And I think you have to have access to the people who can tell you how to get there. What do I want from you? Well, mostly I want you to keep an open mind, because I know you're thinking, how cold was it in Minnesota last week? No, it really wasn't Minnesota. That was on the Nationals. It was another place. And I know it's 65 degrees and nice and warm here, but it does get 65 degrees in Minnesota too. So I want you to be open to the Twin Cities, and I want you to really seriously talk to our employers, because like I said, I have moved other places and I've worked in other legal markets, and I think we have some of the best quality judges and lawyers in the United States. And I can say that from going to, I've gone to National Trial School for federal prosecutors. I've gone to national conferences all over the country and spoke on diversity and issues. And I really do think that the Twin Cities has something to offer. I also think that we're dedicated to it. These firms and corporations, you know, they put a lot of energy, as you see from even the lawyers that are here, into coming to the Twin Cities, you know, bringing and sending people out as ambassadors. I do think when you talk about your future, you want to be thinking about the things of how do I get involved? You know, what are my opportunities for leadership? I think that we have large law firms with really great quality legal work. We have world-class corporate law departments. We also have small and medium-sized firms, you know, that are very specialized in certain areas, if that's going to be something that you end up wanting to do. And I do think that we have a great bar. We have great bar associations, the Minnesota State Bar Association, our local county bar associations. I think they're all dedicated to not only diversity, but to giving you the skills that you need to practice law, and that's really important. I think that, you know, I was a member of the Minnesota Association for Black Lawyers. I was ahead of the Minnesota Bar Summit. I had an opportunity to be involved in a lot of different areas. And through those leadership, you know, I was able to make connections with people that were able to really give me opportunities after law school. I clerked for, I worked for Justice Page running the Race Bias Task Force in Minnesota, doing diversity in the 10 judicial districts. I got that all through my volunteer activities of meeting him and meeting other judges and other people in the community. So I think it's a great community for outreach and for getting involved. And I think that that can only enlighten and enhance your career.
You have to use the mouse. Apparently.
Oh. Who said that?
There we go.
I think my bird's
eye. This little mouse thing, right?
I think the controller doesn't go backwards, it just goes forward.
Oh, okay.
Walk over to the keyboard.
Oh, walk into the keyboard. we can't figure out the mall, so how can we have her come to Minnesota? I also think that one of the things that I'm really lucky to be involved in, that there are great outreach
for instance, in the Twin Cities, you have opportunities to work with, you know, whether you want to work in the local community or you want to work on national organizations, I do think that you have an opportunity to get involved. And what that does is, while you're really busy as your first-year associate, you're going to think, I don't have time to do all that stuff. But the reality is I think that it's really important for you to have some type of life outside of that in order to continue to build your network. I think one of the things you need to talk to these attorneys about is, how do you build a business? You know, how do you build your clientele? Oftentimes, you're going to be building your clientele through those networks that you get through volunteer opportunities, through the bar associations, and you always have to be thinking about that. You know, it's about, you know, being a great student. I honestly think you've got to think about, what about the business side of law? How did you build your practice? You know, how did you become a partner? How did you decide what area of law you wanted to get into? I think you have to, you know, talk to as many people as possible to decide what is the best area for you to be in. So I think you can get that opportunity with some of the great lawyers that we have in the community.
We also, I only have a couple judges up here, but I do think that they are judges who show that they have good leadership in the Twin Cities.
I also think that we have an opportunity to get access to a lot of the judges in the Twin Cities. And again, because it's a great legal community, I know all of those people personally, and they have been great mentors to me and given me great advice on just working in the community and doing the types of things. This information, I'm just going to kind of hopefully get it to you. I'm going to kind of whip through it. But I do think that living in the Twin Cities, I personally live in a neighborhood in St. Paul where I would say that English is the second language because most of the people in my building speak Arabic, Polish, German, or a variety of African languages. So my kids are always like, so what happened to the English-speaking people in our building? But I live in a great older neighborhood. I think Paola, for instance, lives right downtown. She doesn't have a car. She walks to work every day.
Sherry.
I'm a private person. I also...
You do have opportunities to live in the city and to not necessarily live in a suburb and drive in.
So I think that's incredible. When I was growing up, it wasn't so much the case. There are great, you know, areas to get outside when it's nice, and it is nice in the Twin Cities. It gets actually very hot during the summer, I promise. And so, you know, growing up there, I think it was really something that I cherish now that I didn't take, that I kind of took for granted before. The other thing that I think you think about is it's a very reasonable cost of living to live in the Twin Cities. I think that that's something that you may not think of as students, but, you know, when you look at the cost of living in certain markets, you know, it's pretty hard to have student loans and have a new job and then also want to live in a decent place where you can, you know, still have some type of life because the cost of living is very important. I also think that one of the things that's great about the Twin Cities is that you do have a good cost of living and reasonable access to culture. And that's one of the things, my kids and I go to the theater, we do a bunch of different things, and it's not unreasonably priced. I loved living in Chicago, I'm not gonna lie, but you know, it's a lot more expensive for me to take my kids to a sporting event or going out to the theater or going out to eat. We couldn't do those types of things. So for me, I think it was great to kind of come back and do all those things, but they're within our reach. You know, those of you, we've got, you know, Minnesota is one or two second best quality of life for the last 3 or 4 years. And I know that may not make as much big a deal to you now, but if you're going to be getting married or want to have kids, the educational system is wonderful. Oops, there I go again. Okay. You know, I think we've got a bunch of really interesting places right near the law firm that I work at. I'm a member of the Penumbra Theater. I go to see awesome plays. It's in a historic neighborhood in St. Paul. My kids and I absolutely love it. I also think it's important to talk about the Twin Cities. Like I said, I teach a course on race and the law. And one of the things is the Twin Cities actually has a very large immigrant population. And I think that's surprising to people, but you can easily find people from all of East Africa, West Africa. We have like one of the largest African populations as far as refugees. We also have a huge Southeast Asian population, which for me, honestly, is the food, because I eat Cambodian food and Thai food pretty much once or twice a week. But honestly, there are so many cultural things that my children go to school with. Probably most of the children are immigrants. And so they have, you know, I think just a wonderful spectrum that I didn't have growing up. And so I think all of that stuff makes for a much more vibrant community. And again, I choose to live in the city, but I really think that it's important. Of course, we do have sports. Now, we're not going to talk about the performance of some of the sports teams. However, I do go to all of these things, and they're easily accessible and actually very affordable. And I am a sports junkie, so even if they're losing, I'm still going to go because I love the crowd. I love sports. I'm a fantasy football fiend. And so I tend to want to go. I love the Timberwolves basketball. I love all of that stuff. And literally from where I work, it's right across the street. So it's great access to that kind of stuff. Lastly, please visit our website. We're working really hard on redoing our website, but it has a full calendar of events. You know, Paola has worked very hard on it. And we're going to keep it very recent. So whatever's going on there, you know, I'd appreciate it if you take a look. It has a lot of these people on the website. It has a lot of information. And it's an easy way to contact me if you'd like to do that in the future. Again, thank you so much for coming. I really do believe the Twin Cities is a great place to work and a great place to practice. I hope that you will give it serious consideration. These are the people that have all the experience, so please make sure that you talk to them before you leave, because you can get great insight. Whether you choose to come to the Twin Cities or not, you just have access to some of the best people, I think, and the best attorneys in the country. So please, you know, avail yourself of that. And thank you for coming, and thank you for everything. And thank you, students, most of all, for coming out today, because it really makes a difference for us. Thanks.
What are we turning these cards?
Oh yeah, we're gonna do. Oh, turn in your cards and we'll do the drawing. We're not gonna forget.